This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Turkey's military made gains in northern Syria Saturday, while Kurdish fighters called for U.S. help. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Turkey's military says it's captured the Syrian border town of Ras Al Ain. It represents Turkey's most significant gain to date as its offensive against the Kurds entered a fourth day. Meanwhile, the main Kurdish-led group in northern Syria is calling on its allies to close Syrian airspace to Turkish warplanes. The Syrian Democratic Forces did not directly name the U.S., but the FDS was the main U.S. ally in the fight against the Islamic State group. The SDF says we don't want them to send their soldiers to the front lines and put their lives in danger, but calls closing the airspace something they can do easily and a moral responsibility. The Turkish push comes days after President Trump cleared the way by pulling back U.S. forces from the area. I'm Ben Thomas.
Here in Washington, hundreds gathered outside the White House on Saturday to protest Turkey's incursion into Kurdish-controlled northeast Syria and urge U.S. action against Turkey. Many of the demonstrators were Kurdish Americans, angry at U.S. President Donald Trump for standing aside last week as Turkey sent troops into Syria to fight the Kurds. Lukman Rost was one of those protesting.
Our mission is to give a message to Donald Trump for the decision he made on Turkey regarding giving a green light to Turkey to kill all these innocent people, for Turkey to go do what he's doing now, bombing, killing civilians, Kurds for no reason. We'd like him to think about it one more time.
The Washington, D.C. rally and march came as thousands of Kurds and their local supporters rallied in France and in Greece on Saturday to protest against Turkey's military action in northeast Syria. This is VOA News. The most powerful typhoon to hit Tokyo in decades plowed into northern Japan early Sunday with fierce rain and paralyzing winds. Typhoon Hagibis, which means speed in a Philippine language, made landfall on Japan's main island Saturday evening. Millions of people have been warned to leave their homes because of the dangers of floods and landslides. Yasushi Kajihara is with the Japan Meteorological Agency. He says the intensity of rain is something we've never experienced. It is highly likely that landslides and flood watch areas might already be experiencing some kind of disaster. Attention is focused on Fukushima, where the Tokyo Electric Power Company overnight reported irregular readings from sensors monitoring waters in the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant, which was crippled by the 2011 earthquake and tsunami. Guatemala's president-elect on Saturday was denied entry to Venezuela, where he was scheduled to meet with opposition leader Juan Guaido. Guaido said that Alejandro Yamatei, a conservative who won the Central American country's presidency in August, landed at Simon Bolivar International Airport near Caracas, but his entry was denied. He said, "We Venezuelans should thank Guatemala for this gesture, this noble gesture from the president-elect, for his concern, for his visit, and for his statement. He arrived in Maiquetia Airport. He arrived in Venezuela, and from here we send our warm wishes to President Jaime Yamatei." Dozens of nations have recognized Guaido, the leader of Venezuela's opposition-controlled National Assembly, as Venezuela's legitimate leader. A Kenyan athlete wrote a new record in the marathon on Saturday. Reuters' Francisca Lina has the story.
Kenyan Eliud Kipchoge made athletics history on Saturday when he became the first person to run a marathon in under 2 hours. The Olympic marathon champion and world record holder completed the Vienna run in 1 hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds.
I'm the happiest man to run under 2 hours in order to inspire many people.
Kipchoge's remarkable effort will not be recognised by the sport's governing body because it was not an open competition and used in-and-out pacemakers.
That is Francesca Lina of Reuters. And wildfires burning near Los Angeles have spread to more than 28 square kilometers, but authorities say some of the fire north of Los Angeles has been contained. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.